Good morning. It's the 26th of January. As we're 26 days into our guided prayer, I just want to thank you all so much for being devoted to this, to be committed to this. I hope that you're taking the opportunity to share this with others. Not that my prayers or devotions are anything special, but it's a way to get others involved in developing the spiritual habit of prayer and fellowship with you every day. So just encourage you today, if God puts somebody on your heart to share this with, to get them on the app or on the website in order to have them jump aboard with you. And then that would be great conversation starter for you and those that you love. I want to ask you a question today. Do you think God wants to give you stuff? You know, there's a lot of teaching out there that teaches all about God just wants you to be rich and important, and if you don't have that, you must be doing something wrong, and that's just so unbiblical. And, you know, you don't have to go to many third world countries and see people who are super righteous who are struggling just to make ends meet or even to put food on their tables, to know that that's just not what the Bible says. But we do get so many glimpses of teachings that talk about God wanting to bless his children. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Starting in the 7th verse, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened for. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, I love this, if your son asks for bread, who will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So this tells us that we are to ask him for things. It doesn't mean he's going to heed our every request, because sometimes the things we ask for are not what's best for us, or it's not in God's timing that we have that. But if it's according to God's will, we are instructed over and over again in the Bible to ask God. And I love it when the Bible puts things in such plain language that a father is going to want to gift his children. He's going to want to give good things to his children. We don't have to look very far in America to see how many things God has given us. But God gives things to his children that other people in this world don't have. Things like peace in our hearts, things like hope, things like joy that the world can't bring, no matter what the experiences are. So let's be thankful today that we have a God that wants to give us wonderful gifts. And let's thank him right now for the gifts he's given us. God, we're going to be talking so much more about just giving thanks and being thankful. And Lord, we just know that you've called us to be thankful and to understand that you're a God that gives wonderful gifts to his children. Thank you for the gifts of family. Thank you for the gifts of friends. Father, for those who don't feel like they have families they're close to or friends they're not close to, Lord, thank you for giving us the gift of a church family and people that we can grow closer to you with. God, I just want to thank the gift giver for the wonderful things that he provides for me, for this church. God, thank you for the gifts you've given this church and all of the people who love you and who are growing together. God, go with us throughout today. May we remember that you are the God that gives great gifts. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.